All right, episode 50. We made it, Rob. Can you believe it?
50.
Yeah, 50. Yeah,
half a century.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It only feels like we've been doing it for five episodes.
It's 50 Shades of Podcast.
All right. Well, hey, welcome back, everybody. Episode 50. I thought, or you thought, I guess, we should talk about what's a great reveal for what we're going to talk about.
I don't know. We just ruminations on 50.
Yeah, I think that's the fun idea, right? Let's just talk about 50. My initial idea for 50 was, do anniversaries even matter, right? From an advertising branding perspective, right?
Okay, good save. I was going to say, if your wife heard this,
of course, personal anniversaries, right? But when brands advertise, oh, it's our 25th year, it's our 50th year. There was a big thing about Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is all in the news because of the HBO and the HBO Max and the this and the that, and Discovery, the whole disaster, right? But it was, 100 years of Warner Brothers. Look at all the entertainment we've provided over the years. It's like, okay, well, what? Like, and they did all these cool logos with all the characters. We got Bugs Bunny and all.
Sure.
Does that matter? Does it matter, I guess, that like Warner Brothers has been around for 100 years? Is that a good thing or is that honestly like a bad thing? Like, ugh, that's a dinosaur. Who wants to deal with that?
Here's my non-answer.
Hit me.
Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Yes. It totally depends on the context, the brand, the company, the product, the everything,
Yeah. My generic answer to this was going to be, it depends on the industry for sure.
If you think about I'll just start top of mind. Okay. Ford.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when Ford celebrates their, centennial or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that an important milestone? Absolutely.
Sure.
They first produced cars.
Yeah, well, it's the fabric of Americana.
And that's the fabric of Americana, yeah. And that's...
The assembly line, the whole shebang.
Yeah,
right?
And that's, to me, you're talking about, hey, we created the category
totally.
In cars.
Totally.
And we're still doing it.
Yeah.
So that, to me, grounds them in knowledge.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A knowledge base that they discovered, invented, produced, all of the things. In other cases, no.
Yeah, does it matter if when Facebook turns 25?
If Levi's jeans turns 50?
Yeah, well, they're over 100 for
well,
sure.
Well, yeah, but okay, fine. So they're 150.
Yeah.
Levi's jeans, do I care that Levi's jeans have been around for 150 years? No.
No.
Are they comfortable and do they fit me today?
Do they? I don't. Yes.
No. I don't think
I'm wearing Levi's, but I'm wearing
it was
jeans.
It's a rhetorical question. But if you want the honest answer, it's no. I generally don't wear Levi's.
The look
jeans,
you were giving me, though.
For a product like that, I don't care.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that's an everyday doesn't matter to me today.
Yeah.
Type of product.
I think. It's. I think some longevity brands, and I know that sounds ridiculous to say out loud when we're talking about doesn't matter. But yeah, to your point, Ford. I think there's definitely some chest beating moments for certain brands. I think as we are just daily pulled into the technology. Right. I can't even speak right now. I don't know that I want my tech companies to advertise that they've been around, for 15, 20, 30 years, right? Because then it feels like, we're not cutting edge anymore.
Yeah, we're dated.
We're dinosaurs.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. McAfee Security.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome when they started, but, is that relevant anymore?
Makes me think of Barracuda.
Right, right.
That guy's a lunatic, by the way.
If you think about, like a philanthropic organization, like let's pick on the Red Cross for a second.
Yeah.
So the Red Cross been around forever.
Sure, sure.
And that's, we've been doing good forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me lends a lot of credibility to the organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds people how much good they've done in the world.
Great point. Great
then
point.
Then it makes sense, I think, in that context.
Yeah. Understood.
So again, I think it's just one of those, it totally depends.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of companies do get caught up in that celebration of whatever it is when oftentimes the consumer doesn't really care.
Yeah. We haven't celebrated any of our anniversaries.
No.
I mean, we could have done a 15 year deal.
Right.
Is that important to our customers? Probably not.
I don't think so. I think
it's probably more important to like creditors and like business to business. See, like, oh, okay, these guys have been around for they're not a fly by night organization, right?
And I can see also with larger clients how there could be a perception of
stability,
sustainability, and longevity, and these guys aren't going anywhere.
Agreed.
It's not you know, a fly-by-night operation or whatever.
Agreed. Agreed.
So I could see that.
All right, that's the first topic on 50. Yeah. What else do you think about 50? I've got another random little tidbit, but I don't
know. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in thinking about 50, and we've talked about sports a lot on this podcast, you know, the NFL Super Bowl is famous for Roman numerals.
Sure.
Right? It's always Roman numerals. That's right. The whole jam. Don Cheadle had that great voiceover about Roman numerals for that one,
right.
You know, commercial and whatnot. However, Super Bowl 50 was the one they did not use Roman numerals for.
Yeah.
There is no Roman numerals for... Oh, well, there is.
Can construct it.
Yeah. Well, the Roman numeral for 50 is L.
Right.
Right. So it's just the singular letter. And it was like, okay, well, you can't have a big
That's
old
gonna
L.
That's going to look weird.
Yeah.
It's going to look weird.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that is the only Super Bowl logo that actually uses numbers, the 5-0. And then they have the Lombardi Trophy in between. So symmetrically, it works from a design perspective.
Right.
And
right.
then I think maybe they made it gold or something. I could be wrong on that, but... They changed up the color scheme so it wasn't all silver, because it's always silver because the trophy
right,
is
the, silver,
the Tiffany sure. trophy is silver, you know. So that's another thing I was thinking about with 50. It's just kind of an interesting factor, the Roman numeral being L, but then the perception of wins and losses and, you know, loser and whatnot.
Yeah.
Right. So what else do you think about when you think about 50?
Well, if you're asking me personally.
I know what you're going to say. I feel like it.
I know. Well,
do you want to actually put that out there?
Of course. I mean, okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm, let's see. So today is Friday. I have two more days before I'm turned 50.
50. I know.
Turn 50.
You don't look a shade over 48.
I know. I'm a sexy beast.
Yeah. So you think about a big birthday. I mean, we're halfway home, right? I mean, is that what we is?
The goal is to
make it.
And it's weird because I have, for me, again, personally, there's so many like swirling thoughts around that. And the first thought my wife asked me, she's like, well, how do you feel about the impending turning 50? My shoot from the hip answer was, wow, I made it to 50.
I love that.
Was my first answer.
Yeah.
And we got a kick out of that. No, but it's funny because I've been thinking about it because I'm talking to people, obviously, and
it's here. It's not on the horizon.
No,
it's here.
And I remember distinctly when my parents turned 50.
Okay.
As a kid, and thinking, wow, my parents are old.
Yeah, old.
You know, and you remember the old over the hill hat.
Yeah,
that had like the fishing bobbers on.
Absolutely.
And, all the little tchotchkes.
Yeah.
You know, I think my dad got one of those. I think I gave him one of those when he was 50. You know, and that whole thing. And
yet here we are.
And yet here we are.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I to my youngest daughter, you know, she was like, Dad, you got a big birthday coming up. And I said, yeah, I'm turning 50. And she's like, wow. And it was that implied, like, wow, you're old.
You're a dinosaur.
You're a dinosaur.
Yeah. I remember, I mean, to kick it, to make us even feel older, I remember going to my dad's 40th birthday at Capri, at this Italian restaurant, San Francisco, and thinking, man, he's old, like 40.
40.
Like, well, you know what I mean? So it's the same thought of like, I don't remember what everybody did for their 50th birthday, but like, yeah, I just remember like, God, you guys are old.
You're old,
man.
Yeah,
old.
It's like end of life old.
Yeah.
It was the perception, I think.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like you're on the downslide. You know? So.
But you know, I subscribe to the, it's funny because I feel like, and I was talking with one of our clients actually yesterday about this, and due to a recent skiing injury this year, because I was asked, do you feel like you're 50? And I said, well, on the outside, yeah. I just injured myself.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you pull a muscle and bending over in the shower, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it was a ski injury, so I was actually doing something kind of cool.
It wasn't the, I coughed and broke a rib.
Right, exactly.
You know, those kind of
were drying off and I pulled a, a whatever.
Yeah. Those things are starting to happen, though.
But
you move in a weird way, and you get a tweak. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So,
But I think on the but you know, my other answer was like on the inside, like no, like I don't feel I don't. You're always, I mean, again, followed under the cliche, age is just a number, but you're always who you are, no matter how old you are.
Mm.
You're always the person that you are, no matter how old you are.
Yeah.
Now that kind of changes and evolves and whatever, but.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and maybe this is why I got in trouble in this particular incident, but, when I'm out there skiing, in my head, I'm 15.
15.
Yeah, I'm not 50, I'm 15.
Okay, not 25, 15.
No, 15, okay. All right. 15. And I say that only because my stepson, who's 14, is the one who led me to this skiing accident. Mm. I was trying to keep up with him.
Yeah.
So I was acting absolutely his age.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like 15.
We have a little bit, we're more brittle now than bendy. You know, when you're 15, you're still bendy.
Yeah.
Right? Now we're stiff.
Yeah.
You know, so
we're seasoned is what we are.
Like a fine wine.
We are seasoned.
A dry aged ribeye or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. So
we are wise. Wise.
All right. What else about 50? Anything, any other 50 sort of topical thoughts? I might be out of ideas already.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to think of other musings on 50.
It's not a 50 thing, but you know, as you get older, all of our favorite albums now having their like 25th anniversary. Oh, this album was released 45 years ago or 30, you know, and you're like, Lord.
Funny anecdote about that. And we've talked about before we both love the metal, right? Yeah. You're rocking the Iron Maiden shirt today.
Absolutely.
So last night, you know, Metallica, our good friends over at Metallica are putting out they've got a new album out, right?
Yes.
The 72 Seasons.
72 Seasons, which is...
It's come out.
Do you know what the backstory behind that name?
It's the beginning of
the first 18 years of... Yeah, it's the first 18 years of your life is actually boiled down to 72
seasons. Yeah, right. So. And so...
I interrupted your train of
thought. No. It's okay. So all week long, they've done a residency on Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
So they've been playing Kimmel late night.
Okay, interesting.
Every night.
Had no idea. Okay.
And it's awesome. And they've also been on Howard Stern. I mean, they're promoting all the stuff. And they've been playing. And they've been playing, and they've been rocking. Like, it sounds good.
Nice.
Like, they rocked last night, rocked Master of Puppets, which has had this crazy resurgence, of course, because of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But they rocked Master of Puppets last night, and I watched it this morning. I can't stay up that late because I'm 50 almost, and I go to bed early.
Sure.
But I watched it, and like they totally kicked ass. Like it sounded so good.
Yeah.
So I ended up last night. I laid in bed and I watched the entire Cliff Amell movie.
Oh, the old school,
the original Cliff Amell movie. Which, for those who don't know,
is that on YouTube or where is that?
Oh yeah, you watch the whole thing on YouTube.
Nice.
For those who don't know, it's an old documentary movie that Metallica did back in the mid 80s.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably all VHS stuff, right? I mean,
It's back when Mustaine was in the band.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. So most of the performances that they highlight in it were from, you know, call it 83, 84.
So Kill 'Em All and
they formed in 81.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of footage from the Master of Puppets tour.
Okay.
But it's like 83, kind of 84 era.
Okay.
And I was sitting there watching it. I mean, they're rocking.
I'm going to call that the sweet spot.
It's like headbang, like Cliff Burton headbangs nobody's business.
Yeah, it's a windmill.
Yeah. I mean, you thought Newstead could headbang.
Yeah.
He learned everything he knows from Cliff Burton.
Nice.
The major rager on the four-string MF-er.
Absolutely.
As it were. But I'm watching this last night, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, God. And, in my head, I'm like, this was 40 years ago.
I know.
Like, these guys are rocking 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And then on Kimmel last night.
They're rocking.
I mean, rocking.
Yeah.
Like, rocking.
That's cool.
So, you know, file it under. And I also heard Lars talking about all of these bands that are, I mean, Maiden.
Yeah.
Still touring.
Still rocking.
Yeah. Like, all of these bands.
I couldn't be happier.
Ozzy.
About that.
Barely hanging on.
Yeah, Ozzy, we're done here.
He's coming out for a couple of things.
Is he?
That
thing out in Indio, California with everybody.
Guns N' Roses and Ozzy and AC/DC and Metallica and Tool.
Yeah.
And it's the greatest lineup ever.
Yeah.
Old geezer metal.
Well, when you're 50, that's what you
need. I mean, my gosh, Guns N' Roses is still around.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these crazy bands. And I mean, you know, and that's kind of a testament to young at heart.
Yeah.
These guys are still rocking.
Absolutely.
Arguably some of them might should hang it up.
Yeah.
Like Kiss needs to be done here.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. 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 You know? That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
So that's more of that might be an interesting podcast in and of itself. Is Kiss actually a band or is it just?
No, it's a marketing machine.
It is a marketing machine. I mean, I know
they're
just a
merchandising company. Like,
it's always the flack about the Kiss coffin. I mean, that's what everybody always makes fun of. But to me, that has nothing to do with anything. It's just, it's everything else. It is a true just marketing machine.
Oh yeah. You know, so. That's an amazing story in merchandising and branding and marketing.
I absolutely. Mean,
Gene Simmons is a genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lunatic, but a genius.
Agreed. Agreed on multiple levels. So, all right. Well, what, anything else about, the old 5-0 coppers? I mean, you know, think of cops when you think of 50.
Yeah, trying to avoid them.
The 5-0.
As much as possible. Although, shout out to our good friends at the cops. We love the cops.
Sure. Sure we do. All right.
That's what I got, I think. Musings on 50.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll do a podcast on the other side of 50 and we'll in a few days and we'll see if everything I said comes true.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. All right, everybody.
We'll All right, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you later. Oh, no, wait. We didn't tell people where to find us.
No. I'm out of practice.
Man, I'm rusty.
Rusty.
Where can people find us, you ask? They can find us on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com and, of course, on the socials at mocktheagency.
Yeah.
So drop us a note, ideas, comments, any of that good stuff, and we will talk at you next time.
Thanks.